And this is Good Morning Scotland. Now, the Doon the Rabbit Hole Music Festival in Stirlingshire is under threat after the Bec2 union called on artists, contractors and festival goers to boycott the event. The festival still owes hundreds of thousands of pounds to performers and crews who performed and worked at last year's festival. Earlier in the programme, we spoke to the singer-songwriter Iona Fife, who's a regional board member of the Musicians Union.
A financially feasible festival, a small family festival, which is currently, you know, correctly managed, should not have to enter into liquidation. It should not have to crowdfund in order to put a new festival on the next year while simultaneously not paying the artists from the previous years. And it should not be asking its volunteers to put down a down payment deposit of £100 for the privilege of volunteering. Yeah. There's bad practices all round.
Well, let's speak with Craig Murray, who's the owner of the festival. Good morning to you, Craig. Just what is the extent of the debt to the artists and contractors from last year?
The total of extent of debt from last year amounts to about £800,000.
Why have you not paid them yet?
We simply don't have the money. One word that was missing from your early interview was COVID. We had to cancel the festival at the last moment in both 2020 and 2021, which brought about £600,000 worth of debt with it. And then the festival itself in 2022, a combination of people not having quite got over COVID yet and the cost of living crisis meant ticket sales weren't, you know, what we expected them to be. So unfortunately, the festival made a very large loss. And we paid over £380,000 to artists, to musicians. We paid over £700,000 to suppliers. We paid almost £200,000 to crew. But we just ran out of money because essentially the accumulated debts from COVID, we just couldn't cover it, unfortunately.
If you knew that you had these accumulated debts from COVID from 2020 and 2021, why did you allow it to go ahead in 2022 and allow people to give you their time and not pay them?
Well, historically, we had always sold over 60% of our tickets in the last 4 weeks. That's always been the case with the festival, and we've always sold a very high proportion of our tickets in the last week. So we were expecting the historical pattern to be repeated and those late ticket sales to come through, but unfortunately they didn't. And of course you're in a bind because the people who have bought tickets, the thousands of people who have bought tickets from you, that money has been paid in deposits to contractors and suppliers and artists. And you have an obligation to them as well. Plus, there are other imponderables. You don't know how they're going to go, like bar sales and traders and things. So, it's extremely difficult.
And yet, this year you've promised to pay. Paul McManus from the Bec2 Union said that you promised to pay artists up front. Is that happening?
We've paid a large number of artists up front. We haven't paid all artists up front. These are individual negotiations with people as to what they want to do. This festival has been running very successfully since 2008. So there are an awful lot of people who know us and trust us and realise that what happened because of COVID. It wasn't deliberate. And I want to say one thing to you. This festival is not run for profit. I am, as you said, the owner. I have never taken one single penny from a festival. I've never taken a fee. I've never taken a dividend. I've never taken a salary. I've never even taken any expenses. This isn't a case of people being exploited for gain. This is a community, family-friendly festival, which is a great event, which in large part is focused on children.
And yet there are artists who are out of pocket. We heard from Iona Fife there saying it's been badly managed. She's not advocating a boycott, but she is saying that she's very concerned that artists are being left out of pocket and unable to launch future albums and music because of the debt that you owe them.
Well, obviously that's terrible. I'm devastated. We are devastated over what happened. This is the reason we do it is that we love music. We love the festival. We love the community event. So obviously none of us wanted this to happen, and we are committed to paying back the debt. If we cancelled the festival, these people would never get paid. Any profit at all made this year will go to paying off the debts for last year. But that's the only availability. I put in £300,000 of my personal cash. I put in all my pension savings. My son put in the deposit on his house in order to make what payments we could.
And I understand that. But how do you square the circle then? I mean, how many ticket sales have you got this year? How many do you need to sell in order to repay the money you owe?
We won't be able to repay all the money we owe in 1 year. That's plain, and we've made that plain to Beck too. We believe it will take 3 years, probably, to be able to pay off all the debt that arose out of the COVID crisis. If we sell 6,000 tickets this year, we'll be able to make some profit and make a start on repaying that debt.
But are you close to that?
At the moment, we're somewhere just over 3,000. But as I said to you, we've always sold over half our tickets in the last 6 weeks. So if that pattern repeats, we're on course. But the problem is, we were selling a very good number of tickets. We were taking about £25,000 a week in ticket sales, which is what would keep us on target at this time of year. Since Beck 2 called for a boycott and launched this massive media and social media campaign, ticket sales have fallen to about £5,000 a week. So it seems this attempt to destroy the festival may be successful, and we can't understand it, because if the festival is destroyed, then nobody who's owed money will get paid, and all the people who bought tickets for this year won't get a festival. So
can it go ahead just now?
Well, if people buy tickets and come, and if people stop attempting to sabotage and destroy it for malicious reasons.
Craig Murray, owner of Down the Rabbit Hole Festival in Stirlingshire, thank you very much indeed.